It's Thinking Out Loud from KBIA on our program this evening. April Barnett, she's the Development Director and Director of Marketing for Rainbow House here in Columbia. And we're going to be telling you about their Masquerade Ball, which is coming up April 21st here in town at the Holiday Inn Executive Center. April, welcome. Good to talk to you.
Thank you.
We're going to talk about your event, your Masquerade Ball, and what's going on with that. First of all, though, I think a lot of people are probably familiar with it, but talk a bit about what Rainbow House is and what you guys do.
Sure. So at Rainbow House, we have a children's emergency shelter. We also have a homeless youth program, and we also have our children's advocacy center. And so people may or may not know what those are. And on the children's emergency shelter side, kids live there. So we have staff 24/7. Kids live there, take them to school, feed them all their meals. Basically just a nice home for them.
What type of situation is going to lead to a kid being in your care?
Sure. So we have what we call crisis care, and that's if a parent or a guardian is in a situation where they're just having a tough time caring for their kids. Maybe they're homeless. Maybe they're just really stressed out. Difficult situations like that. Maybe this home is not safe.
Okay.
So in those situations, the parent or guardian can come to Rainbow House, basically we do an intake on them, and we have a nice conversation with them, figure out a plan, and we'll take their kids in. And when I say we figure out a plan, it's because we don't just take them in, see you later.
Sure.
We develop a plan for them, we work with them, we give them resources so they can get back on track as soon as possible and have their kids back in their care as soon as possible.
When it's safe and the right place. Home is where kids are going to be best off,
right,
I guess.
Right. We want them home, and we want them home and safe at home.
All right. April Barnett from the Rainbow House here, and you were going to say about some of the other programs that you do.
Yeah, I'm going to talk a little bit more about Children's Shelter because kids come to us for other ways as well. So we also get children, sometimes they're between foster care placement, or sometimes they've just recently been removed from the home. So in that case, it'll be the state that will bring them to us. Sometimes there's been some interesting situations where there's a little toddler walking down the middle of the road. They don't know who that toddler belongs to. They bring them to Rainbow House. We've had situations where there's been a car accident on the highway. Mom and dad are injured, but the kids are perfectly fine. So then they bring those kids to Rainbow House.
Okay.
So, and also whenever we're talking about crisis care, there's another situation that comes up pretty often is sometimes mom or guardian has to have maybe gallbladder surgery or something like that, and they don't have anyone to take care of the kids while they're getting their medical needs taken care of. So then they can bring them to Rainbow House and we'll care for them.
So children in a lot of different settings.
Yeah, we really don't do what anybody else does. Sometimes people think about these other agencies in town, and we really don't have duplication of services whatsoever.
Okay.
And we also have what we call respite care. So in that situation, we may have a mom that has a child with special needs, and she needs to go to many doctor's appointments with that child. And they may have siblings, so she may have other children. And it's not very convenient or very easy to take four kids with you to a doctor's appointment, you know. So in that case, if we have room in the shelter, then she can bring those kids for us for respite care while she goes and attends to the other child and its needs.
Okay, so some family needs to go out of town for medical care. The other kids can sub. Okay, situations like that. All right. So a lot of good things happening here, a lot of people being helped by Rainbow House, and you are going to be doing a fundraiser, as we said, on the 21st Masquerade Ball over at Holiday Inn Executive Center. This sounds like fun.
Yeah, it is. It's a lot of fun. This is probably, I think, the sixth year that I've personally been involved with it, so it's exciting. It's grown so much.
What's going to happen that night?
So that night we will have a gala or a ball, Masquerade Ball is what we call it, and it'll be at the Holiday Inn Executive Center, like you mentioned, in the ballroom. So it's very elegant. This year it's a NASCAR theme, so that sounds a little not elegant, but it's still going to be extremely elegant, I guarantee you that. So we're not expecting people to dress like they might in the stands at a NASCAR event.
Yeah, they're not going to be dressed like the pit crew or something like that.
No. They will still be. Now, we don't mind if somebody dresses a little bit to the theme because that makes it fun. And
sure.
I will say, like last year, one year we did like a Great Gatsby theme. We've done a superhero theme. And we have people that will come, you know, in black tie. We have people that come in cocktail. And sometimes we'll have a few people that will come all full dressed out. So it's really, really fun. It's a fun event.
Dinner?
Yes, we have dinner. We have a cash bar. We have a silent auction and a live auction.
Mm.
We'll have a wine pool, a few other games, and we have a DJ, so we'll have music. It's just fun. It's a really fun event.
It's going to be a full evening of things. Again, it's happening April 21st at the Holiday Inn Executive Center, the Masquerade Ball for Rainbow House. April, you mentioned the fact that you're doing an auction. I guess you're still trying to solicit items for the auction if somebody's got something they'd like to donate for that.
Yes, we are. We do a silent auction, and it's pretty big, and we need about 50 more items for that. So if somebody has a gift card and we can bundle that gift card with a bottle of wine or something else, then we can make a basket out of that. Or if somebody wants to get their office together and collect a whole bunch of Mizzou stuff and bring that in, we can use that as well.
Sure. Sports stuff goes very well at things like this, I know.
Sports stuff goes well, autographed or unautographed. Experiences go really well. So if anybody knows somebody who's a chef that says, you know, I'll cook dinner for 10 people, those things go really well. Hot air balloon rides, sometimes we get those and we don't have one of those yet.
So there's a lot of things there. And if you've got something you'd like to help out with, talk to me about tickets.
Tickets are $150 each. You can get an entire table that seats 10 for $1,500. And with that, you'll also get a little bit of promo and publicity. So if you own a company or if you have a business, you can get a little advertisement and things like that if you buy a table of 10.
Okay.
And we have about 15 tables left right now, so 150 tickets, and we're almost 3 weeks out. So we're really, really, really wanting to sell those. Sure. And we usually sell out, so we're wanting people to kind of get on the ball.
Okay. If people have items they want to donate for the auction, if people want to buy tickets, how do they get in touch with you?
They can just call Rainbow House. They can email me at abarnett@rainbowhousecolumbia.org, or they can give me a call at 573-819-1203.
819-1203,
yes, the
phone number.
Yes, and that'll be directly to me.
If somebody wants to make a donation, but they're not necessarily going to be available on the 21st or wanting to do the Masquerade Ball, same deal?
Yes, same deal, and we do encourage that. So let's say you can't go, but and you don't even have an item, but you want to give us $10 or $100, whatever, we will take whatever and we'll earmark that to the ball and recognize that you donated it to the ball.
Fantastic. All right. April Barnett, again, she is the Director of Development and Marketing for the Rainbow House, that Masquerade Ball, April the 21st. And the phone number, once again, is 573-819-1203. April, thank you a lot for coming in. Good luck. Hope you have a great event.
Thank you. Appreciate it.